Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have our Municipal Administrator, John Leach, and our Director of the Sitka Economic Development Association, Gary White, here to give us some updates about what's happening here in Sitka. Most notably, a favorite topic in town, our new haulout. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Thanks, Erin. Good morning.
So it's been a minute, John, since we've had you in. Lay it on us. Sure. What's the update for the haulout, among other things?
I appreciate the opportunity. It's been about 9 months since we've been on air here to talk about some updates with the haulout. So just to fill everybody in, if you weren't paying attention to the assembly meetings in late March, the assembly has approved moving forward with a proposal from Highmark Marine to come and operate our new shipyard. And to also inform the community that in talks with Highmark Marine, the intent is that we're going to have an open yard where folks can pull their own boats, and we'll get them up on blocks in the yard, and local tradesmen, boat owners and crews can come work on their own boats. But we had some really productive sessions with Highmark last week, talking through negotiations, and we're looking at some creative ways that we could possibly get the haul rate down. So fingers crossed on that one. But again, just want to reiterate that it's the plan is still to have an open yard. And we'll have an operator here that's going to get them out of the water and get them in place for you.
So, yeah, something that I asked you before we went on air that I wasn't sure about with the Highmark Marine contract. Of the agreement is they are just here to literally get the boats from the water to the land.
Correct.
That is what their contract is.
That's right. Yeah, the yard's going to grow. And we've got a pier, we've got the lift, the machine itself, and we've got the pad, and they'll kind of be responsible for running that. Mm-hmm. But once, as you said, it's on the land and able to be worked on, folks can come out and work on it on their own or hire their own local tradesmen to do that. And Highmark also offers those services, but they've said, they don't want to interfere with anybody else that offers those services too. So it's really about job creation and yard development and getting folks out there and, building out a world-class yard.
Right. And there was some representatives from Highmark Marine that were in town just about a week and a half ago.
Last week, yep.
So what were they out here doing? I mean, I guess they're going to be having a pretty substantial presence here, not too short of order. So what was the conversation to be had with those guys when they were here taking a look at their future presence here?
Sure. Well, the first thing we did was loaded everybody up in the cars and went down to the yard so they could walk the facility. They've seen it before, but they were able to see the progress that we've made since their last visit. And then we spent the day in the room talking about needs on their side, needs on our side, and how we can kind of work together on trying to get those rates down. Mm-hmm. So we're really in that negotiation phase. And I promised to the assembly once that final agreement's together, we're going to come back to them and get that agreement approved. So trying to work through that right now.
Right. And so not only is the agreement with Highmark still in process, there's still work to be done on the haulout itself. So sure. What is the current status for the haulout? Where are we within this whole process of construction?
Gary, you want to take that?
Yeah. So we are almost done. We got a few items left that we have to do, and it's kind of weather dependent. We have to grout the piers, and we need above 45 degrees for days, and then after that it has to cure for a while, and then we're also working on getting the concrete washdown pad constructed, and we're pulling the trigger on that moving forward, and that's going to take a little bit. And then we've got some minor yard improvements to do, but we've been kind of talking to those folks about, you know, how they want to see the yard laid out, because mm-hmm. they're going to be the operators, and how that's going to look, and then how the uplands need to function to be able to provide those services. So there's a lot of moving parts, but we are getting there and getting closer every day.
Oh, and that's got to be, I always, hats off to the contractors in town who, for things of like, getting concrete to set, of like, you need climatic conditions to just be consistent for like 2 days. And we are in that very mercurial time of year. So fingers crossed, we'll get those days coming up pretty quick. And so there's still equipment like the lift itself, I think, is still on its way up.
Yep, it's supposed to be here next week, and we are going to erect it, do the machine erection on the 12th, and then we'll do some training after that, and then hopefully be able to lift some boats. I don't know. I thought maybe today they were going to try to put that grouting in, but I didn't check the temperature this morning, so it's we're waiting for the right weather window to start moving.
Right. So there is. Do you have a like a rough estimate on when things might be considered ready to go?
I would say it's going to. Well, if we can get a temporary washdown pad in here, we can start operating sooner. But mm-hmm. it's really waiting to get that concrete washdown pad so we can capture all of the water and all of the washdown water and meet the environmental standards right. that we have to meet.
All right. So that is, yeah, with construction of that, hopefully within the next maybe month or so.
Yeah,
that would,
it's
always obviously weather dependent. Right. We're not going to hold you to any date, but it's all dependent on when that weather is going to allow for that construction to happen.
Well, and there's some issues with getting rebar right now. It just takes a little bit of time to get here, and you know there's new requirements on that rebar, and so that's going to be the kind of the long lead time to get this thing finished.
All right, so it's the fun process of hurry up and wait to make sure things are happening and happening in the proper order to make sure it's done right the first time,
right.
which we always love to see. Coming up on May 15th is another GPIP meeting, which you guys want the public to know about and to attend, because this is another chance for folks to put in their two cents on how this process is still continuing to develop.
Yep. So, yeah, the board's going to meet at 3 p.m. over in the Centennial Hall on the 15th. And what we're doing now is we're looking at what phase two looks mm-hmm. like. And kind of some of the layouts that we need to help support our other marine trades folks in town. We're going to be talking about lease space and how much space is needed and all of that stuff. And I want to put in a plug. So on last Tuesday, when the Highmark guys were here, we sat down with the leader of the new Sitka Marine Trades Association, and everybody had a good conversation on what John was saying earlier about it. This is going to be an open yard. Mm-hmm. Everybody's welcome to come and work on their own vessels, and the tradespeople are welcome to come in. And I think there was a really good exchange of assurances there that everything is going to work as we say it's going to work, that we're not trying to exclude anybody from the yard.
Mm-hmm. It really makes a difference, too, when everyone's all in the same room together and you can have that direct conversation instead of the relays back and forth.
Right.
So good to have that clarification happening. So when folks are meeting, coming to the meeting on May 15th, they can put in their own two cents on what they would like to see actually go into what the final agreement with Highmark Marine looks like, how this whole structuring of this open yard space might look like. Is this going to be, I guess, kind of the one of the last chances for... Before things get, I know it's still got some time before things are actually officially in gear and rolling.
Yeah, so the first part of the meeting is going to be a work session, so we can really listen to the public on what they perceive the needs are out there, and then the board will go into regular meeting after that. I don't expect any really hard yes or no decisions mm-hmm. to go forward. This is going to take some time to really understand and get some concepts laid out.
Okay.
Yeah, these sessions are really for that future outlook. What does the expanded yard look like?
Okay.
You know, we're kind of wrapping up the step of get boats out of the water. We're getting right. that part done. Now it's what do the next steps look like? And this is going to be a challenge because it always comes back to the almighty dollar, right? And that we don't have a lot of in terms of putting this haul out together. So when we can hear what the community wants, we can get creative. We can try to find sources of funding. You know, and then of course we ask our federal delegation for assistance. And I was just in D.C. a couple weeks ago and got to meet with the delegation. And love them or hate them, earmarks are a thing for some folks. So we did talk to Senator Murkowski, and we talked to Representative Begich about phase two of the yard and some of our needs there. And we really focused on the fact that this is economic development and it is job creation, and that was kind of music to Representative Begich's ears, because he kept saying hard infrastructure and job creation. So we've put in some requests, the CDS or earmark requests, I don't remember what they're called mm-hmm. these days, but we put in requests to both the senator and the representative for about $5.7 million to get phase two started. So we're hoping that really that works out for us.
All right. So is there for phase two, is that sort of a as soon as that the money is in the bank account, that can officially get rolling? It's kind of waiting for that.
Yeah, we'll be working on the planning all up until then. You know, and if there are things that the city can do on our own, like if we can use our own streets crew to do some grading or to clear some lots out, we'll try that. If there, you know, if we can talk to our own utilities and say, how can we get some electricity out here, or how do we get some water lines run, we'll do what we can to try to keep the cost as low as possible. But it's going to take some time.
Yeah, it won't happen at the same expedited rate as if you've got the full ideal 5 point whatever, couple million bucks behind you. But it's still, this is a project that's been in, you know, in the hopes and dreams and now in reality for so many seconds for a while. So it can't be stopped. It is, it is happening no matter what. Well, goodness, we're about out of time this morning, gentlemen, but thank you for coming in this morning, giving us an update on our new, haul out happening down in Silver Bay. The next place for public input happening on May 15th for the GPIP meeting. Give your input on how you would like to see this open yard and how this whole haul out can help impact our community. John Leach and Gary White, thank you both for coming in this morning and giving us this update.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.